A new chiropractor sets up shop in the Upper Lynn Canal, and volunteers gathered last Sunday for a work party and harvest celebration at the Mosquito Lake Victory Garden. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. The Upper Lynn Canal has been without a chiropractor for the last 6 months, but a regional chiropractic network has stepped in this month to fill the gap in service for both Haines and Skagway. This past spring, Chris Thorgensen of Klondike Chiropractic decided to move on to other business ventures after serving Haines and Skagway for the past 6 years. That meant there was no local chiropractic care in either community. Enter licensed chiropractor Stephen Rupp and his new Arctic Chiropractic office, which has taken over the Klondike Clinic location and will also serve Skagway with a couple of visits per month. Rupp says his clinic will focus on chiropractic adjustments and massage, but will also utilize other therapies like electrostimulation and flexion distraction.
Vast majority of what we see are usually spinal complaints, but we do work on the extremities quite frequently. And it is usually injuries like that, strains, sprains, or chronic misuse. So repetitive actions that have caused either degeneration or just tendonitis, which just means inflammation within that region.
Skagway resident Mark Larson says he's lucky to have seen a couple of chiropractors in town over the years and uses massage for both relaxation and therapy.
Although obviously cost prohibitive for those of us on a budget, but it sure is nice when you can get it. If there is a chiropractor that can prescribe it and that my insurance will pay for, that's even better.
Skagway is a tricky place to service during the winter months due to its remote location. But according to Rupp, they have a backup plan if there are long gaps in ferry service so that people can at least get referrals for massage.
The telehealth will be always a backup the entire time. So we'll always kind of keep that in our back pocket for if we do get delayed.
Rupp says the clinic will employ 2 local massage therapists in Haines and 1 in Skagway on a limited basis. He also says he's considering bringing additional visiting therapists to Skagway from Juneau, but hasn't worked out the details yet. The clinic accepts most insurances, including Aetna and Blue Cross Blue Shield. It also works with Medicaid and Medicare. Rupp will see patients for now, but expects Jeff Albright to take over the role of full-time chiropractor later this fall.
Jeff actually is an interesting story. So he worked out in Washington for about 7 years. And then at that point, decided to head over to Japan and then did 7 years over in Japan. And Japan didn't have anything structured as far as chiropractic care. So he went over there and kind of set up some of the foundations for the entire chiropractic profession.
Massage services are already being offered in Haines and will start soon in Skagway. More than 40 volunteers gathered last Sunday at the Mosquito Lake Community Center Victory Garden for a work party and harvest celebration and to mark the 50th anniversary of the founding of Lynn Canal Conservation, a Haines-based environmental group. KHNS's Corinne Smith has more.
The sun is shining for the last workday of the season at the Mosquito Lake Victory Garden. A group of volunteers have already harvested the last carrots and beets from loose, wet soil. The sun is a lucky break after a big storm that passed through southeast the day before. Haines resident Lori Mistrella moves down a row planting garlic.
It survives the winter. It'll grow. It'll be one of the first things we see in the spring. It's a great optimistic sign to see the garlic coming up in the spring, and it's usually ready pretty early summer, so it gives us time to put a fast greens crop in behind it.
She's been involved with the Victory Garden project since its inception in June 2020 to promote food security in the Chilkat Valley. She and a group of volunteers met each Sunday throughout the summer to maintain and harvest from the 6,000 square foot garden.
This garden is for everyone and the food is for everyone. We work to, you know, we share the work and we share the food, and we share a lot of the food with hopefully people who need it most in the community. I really like distributing to the senior center in particular.
The produce donated to the Haines Senior Center has been incorporated into the daily hot meals delivered to over 50 seniors around town. They also contributed produce to the Chilkoot Indian Association's Food Box program and gave produce to volunteers and neighbors throughout the Mosquito Lake community. Further down the row, Ellen Larson places a garlic clove in a ready-made hole. She's a retired teacher, and she and many others made the 30-mile drive from downtown Haines to be here.
I just wanted to help out with the Harvest Garden. I just thought it was a great community event and a great way to support food sustainability in Haines.
Behind Larson, other volunteers placed bright purple cabbage leaves over newly planted garlic. Then a big shovel scoop of fresh seaweed.
It's an incredibly huge resource that we have, and you can get as much as you are willing to physically haul.
Haines resident master gardener Mardell Gunn, who hosts a volunteer garden show on KHNS, says seaweed is a vital resource for gardeners and provides organic matter to the clay-heavy soil, with positive results.
All of us experienced gardeners who have worked on it, we all every week come and say, this is amazing how well this garden is doing because we've added no amendments, we've done not a whole lot except nurture it, and it's done amazingly well.
As the harvest party gets underway, there's a potluck, cider press, and several kegs of Spruce Tips beer, and a band on the way. It's also a 50-year celebration of Lynn Canal Conservation, a grassroots environmental group whose mission is to protect Chilkat Valley watersheds. Executive Director Jessica Plakta addressed the crowd.
It's exciting to see you guys doing it, making food, making friendship, making community here, taking care of ourselves when the barge doesn't come in, or taking care of ourselves when other things seem uncertain. So thank you so much for doing that. I want to, if everybody could help me, thank the gardeners for feeding everybody. So, and LCC, basically our job is to help make sure the wild foods can also feed us. And in that way, we kind of complement each other's work.
The Victory Garden is part of the Mosquito Lake Community Center, which is a gathering space and provides classes and youth programs. The Haines Borough signed a 5-year MOU with the board the week before, granting over $44,000 this year to maintain the center. So with funding secured and volunteer enthusiasm high, there's plans to keep growing. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.